Hi, good afternoon. This is Erica calling in from Family First Care, calling for Kiara Forney.
Hi, Erica. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm sorry to bother so late. I just wanted to know, I was looking for, trying to confirm if my caretaker could get a 16-hour. And when I spoke to Jasmine, she said if she showed her her pay stub, you know, showing that that's what she get, they might could match it. So that's what I was calling about. But I really wanted to sign up this week for you guys' agency. I'm with Better Life, but it's not going well at all. And once I, you know, go with you, I stick with you. I'm in it for long term. I had my same cell phone number for 20 years. Like, seriously. I don't switch and flop around, but the Better Life Home Care, it's just not for me. So with that being said, I want to try to get this situated this week. So I just wanted to make sure and confirm that you had all of the information for the three people that will be covering him. And I wanted to make sure you reached out and sent the email and the text message to them, just so they'll, all three of them will know, and they'll be able to fill in the application and turn in everything at once, because they have everything. They just need to fill out the app and turn it in.
Okay. So I have here just one person, Yolanda, your mom.
Yes, Yolanda Forney. The second person is Monique Wilson Hines.
And what's her phone number?
Her phone number is, it is 484-846-8121.
Okay, and who's the third person?
The third person is the main person that's going to be doing the most hours. His name is Kevin. Let me see, hold up. Kevin, let me see. His name is Kevin Cunningham.
Okay, and what's the best phone number for him?
267-334-4559.
Okay, perfect.
And can I have his email also. I also have his email if you want to take that down.
Yes, what's his email?
It's K as in kite, F as in fox, A as in apple, I as in ice cream, T as in tall, H as in house, 1510@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. And what's the best, how many hours is each person doing?
Well, he was going to do the whole 35, but I can't have him working every day with him. So, I think my mom was going to do maybe a Friday either or a Saturday. So maybe he can have off every other Saturday. And my girlfriend Monique, she was actually going to take him one day, maybe on a Friday, you know, maybe every Friday. I'm trying to work this out with them now, you know, what they want their schedule to be. But as of right now, as of this moment, you can give the hours to Kevin and give the Friday to my mom. Monique, I want you to send her her information so she can fill out everything and turn everything. But I also would like to just squeeze her in as we go. You know, like take away one of his days, give it to her. Because I can't have him working with him 35 hours out the week. You know, and him working with him at school, and it's like just too much. So I'm like, okay, you know, this will be great if I get this rolling.
Okay, and how many hours altogether? Just want to confirm that.
It was 8 times 7. 56?
Yeah. Okay, so it's 56 hours altogether. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, flex. So I can, and both of them, well, you don't take a kiss, but it's flex. So I can kind of flex it however I want.
Okay, perfect. Alrighty, so I'm going to get in contact with the caregivers now so we can start onboarding them. And then once they're almost onboarded, hopefully they can get this done as soon as possible this week. So then we can reach out to the service coordinator to request to switch agencies over to us.
Okay. And you'll have to get in touch with who to switch agencies over?
The service coordinator from Keystone.
Okay. All right. So you have to talk to the service coordinator. Yes. I'm actually going to give... her number.
Okay.
And maybe you can call early in the morning.
Yes, that would be perfect.
Yeah, because I think she's actually still there now. Let me see. Yeah. Well, I don't know why it's not coming up. Yeah. Who am I looking for again?
Your service coordinator. It's fine if you don't have it. I can pull it up on my end in the Keystone portal. And I'll reach out to her first thing in the morning.
Okay. All right. My caseworker number. Dang, I'm mad because I'm kind of like, I hate when I can't find. Oh, okay. My case coordinator, Nadira. I found it. Her name is Nadira, which is an N as in Nancy, A as in apple, D as in dog, I as in ice cream, R as in rabbit, A as in apple, H as in house. And that's her name, and her number is 215-388-6937.
Perfect. Alrighty, so I'm going to give her a call first thing in the morning, and then I will give you an update, okay?
Okay, and who am I speaking with? Erica?
It's Erica, yes, from Family First Care.
Okay, what's your position?
I'm the case coordinator for right now. Until we get services started.
Okay. You're the case coordinator. Okay. All right. You're the my case coordinator for this case?
Yes.
Okay.
So
all right.
Thank you. Moving forward.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. I'll speak to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.